year at the Artist's Home and Studio in Raleigh, North Carolina on April 6, 2001 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. Marian, I'd like to start by asking you to talk about where you were born and what year you were born. Sorry.
Afraid you're going to ask that.
Sorry.
I was born in Akron, Ohio, August 3rd, 1921.
Could you describe your childhood and family background?
My dad was an inventor. And untrained, unschooled, I think he, you know, we're talking, he was, what, 16 years old when he moved. His parents were from France and Alsace-Lorraine. And my mother's parents were from Germany, Berlin, and from Bregenz, Austria. So they came to this country. My mother and dad were both born in this country. And dad was always repairing things and making things and fixing things. And he had was hired at V.F. Goodrich, as in the hose department. And he was just a worker. And he watched what was going on one day, decided he had a better idea, and designed and invented and designed a piece of equipment that was then used by every rubber company in the world. And Goodrich bought it from him for a dollar. And he didn't know better at that time. He was, what, 17? And they bought it for a dollar and gave him a job as foreman. He met my mother the following year, married, and then had three daughters, and designed a couple other pieces of equipment and kept a job all through the Depression. I mean, if anything, anything good about that, he had a very normal, solid life with good pay and was able to support his family with no trouble during the Depression and all that. My mother was a talented woman that never actually pursued any of her talents. She was a fine classical pianist and not a concertizer. Doing concerts, but she was, and she was interested in art in her own way, and became an intern with a designer in the city of Akron who designed for all the very, very, I guess you call it the more important families. And she learned how to drape. She learned how to design. She learned how to make clothing with all the patterns. And so that was really in the very beginning stages of dress design, fashion design. I could give her any drawing all my life and she could just whip it out. She was very good. They lived in Ohio, and that's with three daughters.
So what are your sisters, younger or older?
They're both older, and 1 year old. We are all 1 year apart. A little bit more than 9 months apart.
What were you like as a child?
I was the youngest, so I was able to get away with everything. And the one thing that I do remember about my childhood was that my sisters were never really interested in art or drawing or anything, and I was wildly interested from what my mother said, and that when I was given my 3 pennies allowance, I would go to the local bakery and buy bakery paper and draw, and that was my allowance. I always spent all my allowance money on paper from the bakery, and I have one of those bakery scenarios still. When I started, that mother said that I was around 5 when I first started just being totally launched into art. And then I remember moving into another house where I had to locate a new bakery. And I was 9 at that time, and I was still drawing on bakery paper.
Were either of your sisters artistic?
No, not